Listen to Man from Homicide transcribed, starring Dan Duryea, following this reminder. Henry J. Taylor, author, journalist, and ABC commentator, whose commentaries on world events are heard every Monday evening on ABC, is on a fact-finding tour of European countries. Periodically, Mr. Taylor takes trips abroad to examine activities at first hand and to get his own reactions. During the weeks he's in Europe, his Monday evening commentary, Your Land and Mine, will be broadcast each week from a different European capital. He'll speak tonight from Zurich, Switzerland. So listen for Henry J. Taylor's Your Land and Mine tonight on ABC.
The Man from Homicide. According to Webster's Dictionary, homicide is the killing of one human being by another. According to Lieutenant Lou Dana,
it's the beginning of a dirty, dangerous job that doesn't end until the killer is found. I don't like killers.
Every week at this time, the American Broadcasting Company brings you transcribed the star of stage and screen, Dan Duryea, as Lieutenant Lou Dana, the man from Homicide.
The job a man does leaves its mark on him. Generally, you can spot a doctor, a lawyer, a butcher, a baker, half a block away. But what kind of a mark is left on the men who work out of homicide? Dave carried his 300 pounds into my office at headquarters. It had been a long time since he pounded a beat.
Lou?
Yes, Pappy?
Martha Kent has come home.
Martha Kent?
Yeah, she was spotted coming into the Cleveland train, picked up, and
where is she now?
Her apartment. A couple of men are covering. Now all we gotta do is let a little time pass, and we've got Eddie Kent, Lieutenant.
Like that.
Well, he can't keep away from her, whatever it costs him.
She must be, interesting.
Oh. I seen her once a couple of years ago. I'm an old fat cop, Lou, but I'm glad she never smiled at me.
Eddie Kent killed three men we know of. The last one was a bank job we can pin on him. Dave?
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Those men covering her apartment.
Uh-huh.
Pull them out.
But Lou...
Do it right away.
Okay, Lieutenant, only I don't...
She came in by train. How much of an effort did she make to shake anyone off her tail?
Well, not much the way I got it.
And headed straight for her apartment. No, Dave. Too pat.
I see what you mean a little, only what would she be after?
Maybe she wants to be merry.
Huh?
A merry widow. What's her address?
49 South Grover.
49 South Grover. If I'm not back in a little while, send my mail there. Maybe she'll smile at me. I spent the trip to South Grover thinking about Eddie Kent. After I got finished thinking about him, I wished there was a way a man could wash his mind out. Martha Kent would be what? Something shrill? And heels an inch too high, brassy hair, a runway figure?
Yes.
No. Something a lot more dangerous.
What?
Excuse me. Mind if I come in?
Well, who are you?
The name's Dana.
Oh.
That's right. Lou Dana.
There's nothing much I could do about keeping you out, is there?
Nothing much.
Come in. Well?
Eddie in?
You should know.
Uh-uh.
Don't your men tell you things?
I took them off you.
You did what?
Sent them back to the precinct.
Why?
Their feet hurt.
That was very kind of you.
Thanks.
Eddie isn't in.
That's too bad.
Do you plan on waiting for him here?
No. Do you?
That's all, Lieutenant.
Mrs. Kent, does Eddie know you don't, care anymore?
Why not ask Eddie?
Because he doesn't know. That was when she turned her back on me. Being a cop blunts the finer sensibilities. I only noticed your stocking seams weren't crooked.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed. If you like, you can tuck me in. There's probably a police regulation about it.
You don't have to worry. I wouldn't like.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Good night, Mrs. Kent. Eddie should be along any time now, huh?
Get out.
Sure. She hadn't smiled at me once. Cops in hallways are a natural. I didn't enjoy it. I stayed with it an hour and then moved out. There'd be two of them, one for the front, one for the back. I took the back. He'd be the easier of the two. There was an alley, garbage cans, and...
Hey, cut it out!
Don't reach for it.
No, it's a big idea.
Not very big.
Is it...
Out in the light, huh?
Now, look, mister, if you think you're tough, you... Oh.
Hello, Boiler.
Dana.
I think I'm tough.
Well, I didn't know it was you, Lieutenant.
What's special about that alley?
Oh, I just happened to be passing by. Nobody passed any law about passing by.
Boiler.
Well, it's like this. I had a date to see a fellow, and he says, meet me there. You know, in that alley.
Let's go down to the precinct.
No. No, you ain't got nothing on me.
Would you like to try resisting arrest?
You throw me in the can, I'll get a mouthpiece. He'll spring me so fast, you
won't... 24 hours before I have to book you, Boiler. Nothing to eat. Nothing to drink. Not even tea.
Oh, I'm off the stuff, Lieutenant. I ain't touched a stick and...
I'm not narcotics, Boiler.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody like you, narcotics would be better. They make arrangements. They don't like their arrest to be screaming, scraping cement with bleeding fingernails.
Lay off, will you?
In homicide, we can't accommodate you properly. In homicide, we don't especially care.
Guys like you ain't human, Dana.
You guessed. Well, Boiler?
It's a dame. Dame up in that house. Eddie Kent's wife, she's kind of worried he might show.
She doesn't love him?
I wouldn't know. Orders was he don't get to her.
What does he get? I'd say 8 hours before you break.
No. No, look, Lieutenant, it was only a job. They don't tell me anything. They give me orders and...
Who gave you orders?
I can't, Dana.
The precinct. Come on.
Hey, look, Lieutenant, I start spilling to cops. What would my life be worth?
What's it worth now?
Okay. It's McGrath.
McGrath, huh?
Yeah.
Good night, Boiler.
You won't tell him that I... Oh, what's the use? He'll know. You don't care what happens to a guy, do you, Dana?
Not if he carries a gun.
That's only in case Eddie was to get
tough. A man with a gun, all he's got to do is crook a finger and he's a killer. I don't like killers. Good night, Boiler. Boiler went back to the alley and the garbage cans. I went to visit Mr. McGrath. Boiler had the best of it. Start with the kid stuff, snatch and run. Knock over a couple of small stores. Move up into hot cars and cold decks. Pick up a few houses, take over a few wheels, buy a few deaths, and you wind up Mr. McGrath. But you wear tailored suits by then, and handmade shoes. And you got a hood for a doorman.
Hey, what's the idea of this, Copper.
Copper?
No, you don't. You got a paper, Copper?
Uh-uh.
Turn around and go away.
Uh-uh.
No warrant. You keep coming. I got a legal right to blast you.
Sure. But have you got the guts?
Okay. Come on. We'll find out.
I'm coming.
Max!
Yeah, Mr. McGrath?
What's the trouble?
I'm having words with a cop. He wants in. He ain't got no paper.
Put your gun away and let the fool in.
Okay.
It'll be a pleasure to have him thrown off the force.
Hello, McGrath.
Lieutenant Dana. Max, you've been rude.
Huh?
Lieutenant Dana isn't an ordinary policeman. He's a personality. My door is always open to him. Apologize to the lieutenant, Max.
He's a cop.
I said a...
Forget it, McGrath.
Very well. You may leave us, Max.
Okay.
Max is a trifle crude, I'm afraid. Have a drink, Lieutenant?
No.
Never drink on duty, huh?
I wouldn't like your brand.
Not raw enough, I suppose.
I got work to do.
Haven't we all?
What's half of $80,000, McGrath?
$40,000?
That kind of money worth a death?
I haven't seen the latest quotations.
Eddie Kent knocked over a bank 2 months ago, killed a guard, and collected $80,000. He had help.
Indeed.
$40,000 for Kent. $40,000 for the help.
Seems equitable.
How do you share the death? He needed a little time to think for an answer. I looked around. There was a charming room. Mostly Chippendale pieces. Oak paneling on the walls. A small Renoir hung where the sunlight would hit it in the mornings. A girl brushing her hair before a mirror. She looked like someone I'd seen. And for a minute I couldn't remember where. Then I remembered. But the girl in the painting was smiling.
You've evidently decided to be nasty, Lieutenant. Why?
Martha Kent.
I beg your pardon?
Martha Kent.
A lovely girl, as I recall. Pity she's not in town anymore.
She's in town.
A pleasant thought.
Eddie Kent alive gets $40,000. Eddie Kent dead gets a mouthful of dust in Potter's Field.
You're picturesque.
How do we kill Eddie Kent, McGrath?
It's not exactly my problem.
How do we kill him safely? Got it. We bait a trap. The lure? Martha Kent. Fine. Eddie goes for her. How does that kill him, though?
I couldn't say.
We make sure the cops know where Martha Kent is. We fake it a little, so the cops think it's their own idea. They stake out. Eddie makes a beeline for her lovely arms. Runs into a couple of cops.
So?
You picked us to kill him for you.
No, no, be careful.
I'm very careful. That was from me, personally.
You'll be sorry for this.
The department will mail you a written apology. Headquarters was where I'd left it. They'd built it of stone.
Hi, Lieutenant.
You got out of that one fast.
Who was asleep? I was.
Go on back. It's cold out here.
Yeah. How's it set up, Lou?
Oh, stalemate, I guess. McGrath's got a couple of men covering for Mrs. Kent. They'll keep Eddie off.
McGrath, huh? No good, Lou.
He was in on the bank job with Kent.
You got proof?
No, but it has to be that way. He was the one set up Mrs. Kent as a decoy. When I pulled the cops out, his men moved in.
Don't want to split with Eddie, huh?
40,000 reasons against it.
Yeah. Lou, you look beat.
occupational disease, Dave.
Martha Kent, do any smiling?
Not in my direction. I'll be in my office for a while.
Doing what?
Waiting. I wouldn't know for what. Don't ask me, huh? I waited. I thought it might be nice if I had a Renoir. It could be a small Renoir on the wall. I thought what Captain Kowaleski might have to say on the subject. I decided I'd settle for the dirty plaster.
Why don't you go on home, Lou, huh?
It's an idea.
Nothing's gonna happen tonight.
Oh, I suppose not. I feel restless.
Did you slap McGrath around?
Only once, Dave.
Oh, you're improving. You could still find trouble that way.
Well, he was trying to buy a killing from us.
Yeah. You take it too hard, Lou. You'll never get fat like me.
Too bad. I was looking forward to it.
Ah, go on home.
I'm going.
Lou.
Yeah?
49 South Grover ain't on your way home.
What makes you think I might be passing there?
Bet you my pension against a peppermint lifesaver.
Pappy, I don't like peppermint. He would have won. McGrath's man out front of her house was holding down the same tree. I drove around the block to see if Boiler was still holding down the back. Martha Kent was in on the deal with McGrath. The decoy had to be, and she was. The girl in the Renoir was smiling. Maybe she was too polite to laugh out loud at me. Renoir painted beautiful things. No sense of reality. Boiler among the garbage cans would have been a more practical subject. But Boiler wasn't there. The alley closed in on me. I was in a hurry. And careless. I stumbled over a garbage can and almost missed him. Boiler was propped up against the wall, his legs straight out before him, his head slumped down over his chest. He might have been brooding about the blood that had poured out of that chest if he hadn't been so completely dead. I left him there. I wasn't in a hurry anymore. He'd been dead some little while. Whatever had been going to happen in Martha Kent's apartment would already have happened. I didn't care too much about finding out. The lock on Martha Kent's door was in fine shape, except that the door wasn't locked. The living room was the way I remembered it. I had nothing to remember about the bedroom. But there'd be something I'd work at forgetting. She'd fallen back across the bed. The stain on the front of her dress hadn't been her dressmaker's idea. Her eyes were open, and when I bent over, I could have sworn they saw me.
Hello.
Mrs. Kent.
I thought maybe I'd see you again.
Hold it. Operator, police emergency. Lieutenant Dana, get a doctor to 49 South Grover, apartment 3C, immediately. Got it? Yeah.
Lieutenant.
Better not talk.
I...
There'll be a doctor here in a couple of minutes.
You've seen people like this before. I should be dead.
Will you stop?
No. What do you want me to do? Think about what my life has been. And what's happening? Do it now.
There might be a chance.
Are you trying to make me laugh? Lieutenant, you look funny.
It's a habit my face has. I...
You know who?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. You can tuck me in if you like. That's what I said when I was still alive. You said you wouldn't like. You lied, didn't you, Lieutenant?
I lied.
I knew. Please. It's all going so fast now. Please.
All right. I'll tuck you in. Good night. The doctor was a little late. The homicide squad arrived and made noises and was very busy. There was a guy named Shakespeare wrote a play. And when his character died, he said, "The rest is silence." In my line, the rest is routine.
Go on, Sam, get the cameras out of here. You ain't shooting the movie.
All right.
Terry, rush that print over to the lab, huh?
Take it easy. What do you want
to do? Get the lead out. Get the lead out.
Dave was there, making like a sergeant. The men loved every pound of him.
No reporters till later. Come on now, boys. Get rolling, huh? Lieutenant.
Yeah, Dave?
Snap out of it.
Out of what? I'm feeling fine.
Don't kid Pappy, huh?
Sorry, Dave. Call it I'm tired and forget it.
Okay. The boys have been through the building.
Did they have fun?
Dug up a couple of neighbors, heard the shots. Thought it was a car backfiring.
That was bright of them.
Well, it gives us the time she was shot. 1 hour and 11 minutes ago.
That'll help.
Not the girl, maybe, but the district attorney's gonna need it.
All right. He's got it.
And Boiler must have been shot a few minutes before that. Gives you the pair of them. Pinned down close, too.
Close enough.
Eddie Kent's out in the open now. Must have been holed up the last 2 months someplace in town. With her showing, it brought him out. He realized she'd thrown in with McGrath, so he
Save
figured...
it for the report, Dave.
Yeah, okay. We'll get him pretty quick now.
Sure. So long, Dave.
Lou, where you going?
Out.
What for?
I need a killer. There's the old one about the man who lost a horse, who said to himself, "If I were a horse, where would I go?" And then he went there. If I were Eddie Kent, I'd go to visit McGrath. I went. It was a nice night. The only thing wrong with it was people. There was a car parked outside of McGrath's house. It pulled away as I came up. I didn't have the patience for a chase, so I cut my wheel and slowed it up. Max was climbing out of the other car, tugging at his pocket. I discouraged him. He fell down. I got the gun all the way out of his pocket. 2 bullets gone. Within very recent history. There was nothing else that moved in the car. McGrath might still be at home. Worrying about his car, maybe.
Max, what on earth? Dana.
Inside.
Now, look here.
I said inside.
All right. What do you want?
Your car's in a bad way.
Oh? Well, that crashed.
Yeah, I'm a careless driver.
You could be drunk.
I could be.
That won't help your record any.
You really think I'm drunk?
If you're not, you're insane.
Oh, no. We just haven't met professionally before.
Max, was he hurt?
He'll live.
I'm going to call a doctor for
him. No.
Now, look here. This is a completely preposterous.
Something bothering you?
I haven't anything further to say to you, Dana.
One man's opinion. Yours. I don't share it.
You must have... you must have
looked into the car.
I did.
Well, that can be explained easily.
Explain it easily.
Eddie Kent was a killer. He apparently thought his wife and I had been a little too friendly.
Had you?
You know how it is, Lieutenant.
No.
Anyway, he came here, threatened to kill me, so Max beat him to it, that's all. The case of self-defense would stand up in any court.
Sure.
So there's no reason to act the way you are.
Where was he delivering the body? To the aquarium?
Well, you see, Max's record isn't too good. He was afraid the police might not readily accept a self-defense plea. He wanted to dispose of the body. I tried to persuade him not to, but I failed. As a matter of fact, I was just about to notify the police myself.
Uh-huh.
I think you'll find the bullets in Eddie Kent's body came from Max's gun.
I know they did.
Well, then, we can relax, can't we?
I've been relaxing for hours. How about the bullets in Boiler's body and Martha Kent's body?
Well, they'd have come from Eddie Kent's gun, obviously.
You mean the gun planted on Eddie Kent, don't you?
What do you mean?
Kent came here to see you first, for his share of the bank money. Kent died here. Max took care of that. But you still didn't own that $80,000. There was Martha Kent left. You saw a nice piece of business opening up.
Oh, you're dreaming.
A cop's dream. So you headed for her apartment. You had to dispose of Boiler. He knew too much. You couldn't afford to have him around. And then you went upstairs and ended the partnership between you and Martha Kent. You came back, planted the gun you'd used on Eddie Kent, and instructed Max to dump his body where it wouldn't be found for a while. That way, no medical examiner could prove Kent had died before his wife.
Well, that's very ingenious. You've got nothing to base it on.
I've got Kent's body.
Ah, good lawyer.
I've got something else. An unlocked door.
What does that mean?
Martha Kent's door was unlocked when I got there, and the lock hadn't been tampered with. She wouldn't have opened that door to her husband. Not when she knew the trap she'd helped set for him. She'd have opened it for you, McGrath. You've been fumbling in that desk long enough. Bring the gun up. I'll let you have first shot.
You can't do anything to me.
First shot. Well? Yeah. You do better with women. Don't worry. I won't slap you.
All right.
How dirty can a man's hands get? They train you to make out a report when you're a cop. You learn how to put all the facts down in proper order, the names and the times and the places. You do it, and you sign your name, and it's a job that's done. Except where would you mention the fact that a dying girl's last action had been to smile at you? I don't like killers.
You've just heard another in a series starring Dan Duryea as The Man from Homicide, with Larry Dobkin as Dave. Mr. Duryea can be seen starring in Al Jennings of Oklahoma. In tonight's cast, you heard Gloria Blondell as Martha, Herb Butterfield as McGrath, and Barney Phillip as Max. Music was by Basil Adlam. From Homicide is transcribed and written by Lou Vitties, directed by Dwight Houser. Be with us again next week, same time over most of these same ABC stations, to hear Dan Duryea as The Man from Homicide.
America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.